Tonight we're beginning a new book, the book of Isaiah. And this book is a long one. There's some 66 chapters here. I don't know whether we will decide to go all the way through the book or not, but at this point I'm thinking that we would like to go ahead and take this whole book of Isaiah. First of all, let's talk just a little bit about Isaiah. There's not a whole lot known about Isaiah. That is, about the historical events of his life. He was a prophet that was a prophet to Judah, which was a kingdom of the south. He also is a prophet that prophesied much about the Messiah, about the Savior. In John 12:41, we have a statement made about Isaiah. These things said Isaiah when he saw the glory and spake of him. When he saw his glory and spake of him. So in John, it was stated then that Isaiah had seen the glory of the Lord and that he spake of him. So many of the things that Isaiah says are prophecies relating to the new covenant, the time of the kingdom, the time of the Messiah. And I'm told that Isaiah is more quoted in the New Testament than any of the other prophets. Isaiah prophesied, as we said, to Judah, and he did so at the time when Judah was in a very severe period of stress. During his lifetime, at the beginning of his prophecy, for example, Isaiah saw Israel completely taken away into captivity. He saw Assyria invade Judah and get right down to the walls of the city of Jerusalem, although they didn't actually take Jerusalem. But many of his countrymen were captured, they were slain, the cities were burned and torn down. All this happened during his prophecies. And so many of the things that he was saying to Judah about their sins were taking place even while he was giving the prophecy. The kings who were contemporary with his life, in Israel, there were Jeroboam II, Zechariah, Menahem, Pekahiah, Pekah, and Hoshea. In Judah, there was Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, and Manasseh. Now, he began just at the end of Uzziah's reign. And Jotham was a good king. He was a powerful king. He built up the fortresses of the country of Judea. He tried to restore the worship back to God. But Ahaz completely lost all of that. He lost much of the things that had been gained. They went back to the worship of idols. And at the end of his reign, they were in deep debt to Assyria and having to pay tribute. But then Hezekiah was, again, a good king. He tried to restore the worship back to God and away from the worship of idols. He ignored this tribute money that they were to pay to Assyria. He was invaded by the Assyrians, but miraculously spared from them. And so he had a rather good reign, comparatively. And then Manasseh, who followed Hezekiah, is thought by tradition to have been the one who put Isaiah to death. Isaiah wrote at about 745 B.C., that is 745 years before Christ. He was a prophet at least 61 years. From the time of the flood would have been 1,588 years before the establishment of Rome, or the foundation of the city of Rome, was about 7 years. And from Solomon's temple 251 years. So Solomon's temple was 250 years old at the time Isaiah wrote this. So it was a well-established institution at this time. And as we said earlier, the kingdom of Israel completely was captured. They were taken away into captivity. There was two great waves of captivities during this time, and the second one just about annihilated Israel, never more to come back. Then he saw his own country invaded. All these things happened during Isaiah's reign. Now, the manuscripts that we have in our Bibles of the book of Isaiah, the very oldest ones that we have that they came from were written somewhere around 800 to 1000 A.D. So at the time this was written, they were only 600 to 800 years old. But they were the oldest and the best manuscripts that could be found. And for centuries, they were defended as being authentic, valid manuscripts. In 1947, though, there was a discovery made close to the Dead Sea in Israel, known as the Dead Sea Scrolls. And these Dead Sea Scrolls contained a scroll known as the Isaiah Scroll. And here was a manuscript that was at least 1,000 years older than anything that they had when our Bibles were translated and written. At least 1,000 years older. Maybe 100 or 200 years before Christ. And the remarkable thing is that those manuscripts compare almost identically with what we have in the Old Testament today. Didn't require any changes. Didn't give out any information that made any of this other invalid, although they're 1,000-year older manuscripts. So those discoveries only verified and only strengthened our belief in what we have as the Old Testament, and in particular with our study here, the book of Isaiah. There's no great facts about Isaiah that were discovered in a 1,000-year older manuscript that we didn't already have here. So that was a great discovery, and it just verified what we already have. Now, this first chapter is kind of a prophecy off to itself. It's not really closely intertwined with some of the other teaching here. And what we'll see in this first chapter is Isaiah's picture of the terrible sinfulness of Judah. This country had become rotten to the very core. It had gotten to the point that it no longer deserved to stand or to exist. And Isaiah, of course, is one of those prophets whose job it was to relate to the people what God thought about it. Remember, a prophet takes the things of God and gives them to man. So in the first verse,